Hello, it's the 1st of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Of the seven candidates running for MP in mid-Bedfordshire, if one specific candidate were to take the seat in the upcoming by-election, the cost to taxpayers could be considerable. The Central Bedfordshire Council's General Purpose Committee learned that a win by current Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akambusawai would prompt an additional by-election for PCC. The new commissioner could then only serve out the remaining portion of Mr. Akambusawai's term before a full PCC election is called next May. The price tag for Bedfordshire taxpayers in that case could amount to between £1 million and £1.5 million. The only way to avoid those costs would be if the Conservative Akambusawai were to lose, or if the constituency by-election were held after the 3rd of November due to an obscure six-month rule. Industrial action by both ASLEF and RMT unions will affect train travel throughout Bedfordshire today and tomorrow. There will be no Thames Link service today and trains will run on a limited schedule tomorrow. The Bedfordshire Hall building, designed by architect Alfred Waterhouse in 1883, has received a promotion to Grade 2 asterisk status on the National Heritage List for England. Only 5.8% of buildings in England hold the grade of the former Bedford Magistrates Court building on St Paul's Square. Tom Whitten, the Bedford Borough Mayor, said, "It's great to see this wonderful building being recognised." Total Wellbeing Luton have partnered with Luton Council to provide free pop-up clinics in locations around Luton. Those aged 40 to 74 without a pre-existing condition can receive a free health check during the month of September. Consult the Luton Council website for more details. That's all for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.